Nun Dalet Sif Vov. Ein Oisim Miteva Kisei Lesefer Toyer. You cannot take a Aron Kodesh and make it like a bima. Now the Mutter Lasses Miteva Gedoy Lakitana. You are allowed to make a big Aron Kodesh, you're allowed to make a smaller one. The Mutter Lasses Mikisei Godel Kisei Cotton. It's the same level of Kedushin, just you're making it smaller, that's permissible. I will also Lasses Mimenesh Rafraf. The kise, you're not allowed to make it some type of chair for the chair. Chemut alas is mivil and godl vinil cotton. You could also make from a large curtain that was mishamish the kedusha to a smaller one. Alas is mimen a kise sefer Torah. As mimen a kise lechumish also. Something that was serving the sefer Torah, you cannot make it to something that's only going to serve the chumish. But just to change the size is permissible. The Ramah says the parochas and toilin lifnei aron ein loy kedushas aron. This is what the Mishnah Berurah discussed before, but here the Ramah himself is saying it, that our parochas does not have a kedusha. Rak kedusha is basic nesses, since it's decorating the shul, it has a kedusha of the shul, but not of the aron kodesh, because it's not serving the sefer Torah. You have the aron, it's outside of the aron kodesh itself. Pekhen klusos sheboy toilin a parochas, also poles which support the parochas have the same status. But kamokam also lasses. You cannot make from those into pieces of wood that are used to delineate where the parsha is. Those pieces of wood are even less kedusha because it is not made as something to decorate the Sefer Torah or to wrap around the Sefer Torah. And therefore, it's considered a lower kedusha than the kedusha's basic nesses. Shabru brings sefer chesidim that you're not allowed to put possible sefer Torah into the aron kodesh because it's a low level kedusha. It's made for kosher sefer Torah. The minhag ha'olam, though, he says, seems to be based on a concept called lev bez and masna, which something which is a normal use. We assume that when they were makdish this aron, they did it with the condition that it could be used also for other things. But even so, one should not put a regular chumashim into the Aron Kodesh. Some places on Hashanah Rabbah, when they took out the Sefer Torah, they put a candle inside. That's also a questionable minhag because of this problem. Mishnah Berurah also brings some other halachas that using svarim for your personal use. For example, if it's raining and you have a sefer which has even could have some plastic covering on top of it, it won't get ruined. Still, you now use that to protect yourself from the rain and not from the sun, because that's considered using the Dabash HaMikdusha for your personal use. To take a sefer and put it underneath a sefer that you're learning from, so now they're both Dabash HaMikdusha. So if the one sefer was there and you just put it on top of it or next to it, that's acceptable. But if you move it into position to use it, that's also a discussion in the Poiskim. The Maise Mishnah Berurah is Mata even in that case. But the first case is clearly Mota and the second one is also.